Thanks, states parties, for their many proposals, and I understand your guidance on the plan of work, but frankly, there are so many paragraphs and proposals that it will be difficult for me to cover them all in this time. So I'm going to try to focus on some common themes that we've noticed. In that respect, we noticed that a number of the proposals by different groups appear to be duplicating existing language that previous review conferences have already adopted. So let me first say that obviously, in general, my delegation prefers the language that we have proposed, but we support several of the proposals made and would have suggestions on other common themes that we could potentially support. My delegation is encouraged by several complementary language proposals related to biosafety and biosecurity, including from the Philippines, the Netherlands, Belgium, my own country, and others. We believe that many of these ideas are relevant to Article 4 and for the future recommendations. We are happy to work with other interested delegations to refine these complementary proposals. My delegation supports the language by France and 11 other states' parties on voluntary transparency exercises to improve international cooperation and strengthen national implementation, and the language by Panama that recognizes the importance of gender mainstreaming within the BWC. We recognize the common elements between the language for the review of national implementation measures by the United States and Cuba in 12 BIS. We also recognize that some parts of the proposed language put forward on behalf of the Non-Aligned Movement Group in NAM paragraph 12 also includes similar elements. With some tweaks to the proposed language, we could also welcome the language by the Philippines on national measures, biorisk management standards, and the importance of implementing UN Security Council Resolution 1540, noting we have similar elements in some of our own proposals that could be harmonized together. Chair, unsurprisingly, there are a few proposals with language that the United States cannot currently support, because Article 4 puts the BWC's provisions into practice and ensures that states' parties implement necessary national measures to uphold Article 1. My delegation cannot support most of the proposed language put forward on behalf of the NAM group for reasons already expressed in prior interventions, and because some of the proposed language has limited applicability to Article 4 or would instead be better suited elsewhere. This includes, for example, language on multilateral verification regimes or mechanisms in NAM paragraph 1, 9, and 10, commitments to the balance of national implementation in Article 10 in paragraphs 2, 3, 10, 11, and 12, references to the COVID-19 pandemic that lack a clear connection to the national implementation of the BWC in paragraphs 6 and 7, the provision of assistance under Article 7 in paragraph 11, the connection between biodefense, offensive biological activities and strengthening national implementation in paragraph 8, and mechanisms for national export controls and their disputes and for cooperation and exchange under paragraphs 11 and 12. We would be happy to work with interested states parties on tweaks to the key themes that we could possibly support. For example, on the importance of national implementation and the need for assistance and cooperation in this area, such as paragraphs 4, 5, and 12, the sharing of best practices and experiences in paragraph 8, and the need for regular review of national implementation measures and the need to strengthen the overall state of national implementation of the BWC in paragraph 12. We also cannot support most of the proposed language put forward by Iran, similar to what was just expressed and as expressed in prior interventions. This includes language related to the issues of use, which the conference has already stated is effectively prohibited by the BWC in paragraph 1, commitments to the balance of national implementation in Article 10 in Iran's paragraphs 2, 3, and 8, export controls and sanctions in their suggested paragraph 6, and multilateral verification regimes or mechanisms in their paragraph 7. However, with some tweaks to the following key themes, we could potentially welcome the language on strengthening national capacities in their paragraph 4, sharing best practices and experiences in their paragraph 5, and promoting a culture of responsibility in Iran's paragraph 9. Chair, my delegation has several suggestions to improve upon the language from the 8th Review Conference final document to help ensure states' parties implement the necessary national measures to uphold Article 1. We propose language to explicitly recognize that preventing non-state actors from harnessing biological weapons is important, and that recognizes the importance of the full and effective implementation of UNSCR 1540. My delegation also proposed language recognizing the need to strengthen biosafety and biosecurity around the world and to create the tools and resources to do so. We also proposed language to enable the regular review and exchange of information on national implementation and the need for capacity building and assistance to strengthen this. Chair, I thank you.